From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been gathered to discuss how to restore peace to the area once the Islamic State group is ousted. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing of eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. At an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly called by Canada with the support of 70 countries, many members urged the rare use of a mechanism that allows the Assembly to convene an emergency special session when the Security Council is deadlocked and unable to act to maintain international peace and security. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump indicated Thursday he would conditionally accept the result of the November 8th presidential election. Trump told supporters in the state of Ohio that he would accept a clear election result, but that he would reserve the right to contest and file a legal challenge in the case of a questionable result. Trump and Democratic contender Hillary Clinton are wrapping up for a final stretch of the campaign. A Mexican federal judge has rejected an appeal by drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman against his extradition to the United States. The Mexican Foreign Ministry approved the extradition request in May, but his lawyers have been fighting that in court. They say they will now take it to the Supreme Court. This is VOA News.